from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show.
Triple M.
Here it is, full show dump for your Friday.
Yes.
Here at Triple M. Good week, everybody.
Great week.
And thank you for the Easter eggs, wherever they came from.
Well,
there's a few from Cadbury
last week or the week before.
What are we calling that particular
that
one?
That's a clinker bunny.
God, my God, the clinker that bunny.
I know.
Matthew's joining us. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, Matthew. Would you like some clinker bunny?
No, I'm okay.
It's very tasty.
Just you're breaking your rule of two times a week, by the way.
No, he wasn't here on Tuesday.
Is that what we're doing?
Pro rata.
This one's for free.
I enjoyed yesterday when we announced there would be a smattering of math.
A smattering of math.
Well, Matt and I have done the producer's podcast, just the two of us, that's coming out tomorrow.
How did that go? William was down at the Albert Park Grand Prix.
And we've got to go to the Grand Prix today, so we thought we've got to get it up there. I did it just with Will last week, so then this week. Yeah. It's just me and Matthew. We started off a little bit like, hello.
Any guests?
It's like
Leon.
We're out for lunch.
Oh, Leon came in.
Yeah.
That would almost be unlistenable, I would have thought.
Yeah. But then Leon arrived, and then it was way better.
How long did it go for?
45, 50 minutes? There's a party.
Oh, are you kidding?
They normally go for...
Normally they go for an hour.
We go for like an hour or 10.
What?
We had a full live show.
Oh, my God.
200 people came.
How self-indulgent.
This is your job.
It's unlistenable.
I couldn't imagine what the three of you could talk about for an hour that could hold anyone's interest.
That is so unfair and
mean. No, it's not. I've never been more serious. 20 minutes, guys. Well, tops.
Take a listen for yourself and you be the judge.
Absolutely not.
No, I meant the listeners, not you.
Oh, they've voted with their feet. Mate.
Anyway, it turned out we actually had a very fun, we laughed a lot yesterday, didn't we, Matthew?
We had good laughs.
Oh, good. It's day before Grand Prix Day.
We spoke about things that...
An hour?
45 minutes. We spoke about things that happened when you were a kid that you didn't realise happened because you were poor until you got older. You were like, oh... I had table spread, Matthew said. He had table spread, and then he realised.
I've never even heard of table spread.
What's table spread?
It's lower than margarine.
Correct. Yeah. Oh. It's like the home brand of home brand margarine.
What did it? Can you remember it?
Oh, so the taste of it. Oh, Troy, you won't like this.
Wait till you hear.
I don't even like the packaging.
Oh, that's awful. Wait till you hear the ingredients. Are you ready?
Yeah, this is foul.
Water, vegetable fats and oils, salt, emulsifiers 322.
Yeah, that keeps it together.
471 and 476. There's three different emulsifiers
in there. You need the 471.
Preservative number 202.
Oh, God.
Food acid number 270. Colour number 160A.
So it's yellow.
It's 160A. Yeah, exactly. So it looks like butter.
Margarine.
Oh, God.
Flavour and vitamins A and D.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, it has vitamins in it.
That's
okay.
Nice. And D's a good one. D is for Australia. When do we ever get vitamin D here?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I was low on vitamin D
when
I started my diet last year. Taking supplements. I was like, I get enough D.
I was low on vitamin D.
Sometimes.
You get plenty of D.
Sometimes in our part of the world,
D, and I think it's because we've gone so far the other way.
Correct.
Trying to stay out of the sun.
And also we have a few months during the year where we don't get much sun in Melbourne.
That's true.
Yeah,
winter Melbourne.
Winter Melbourne.
Yeah, you need some in winter.
A little bit grey.
A little bit grey.
What is table spread? I'm still confused.
It's a poor man's margarine.
Correct.
But
it's got the consistency of margarine or butter. But
what's the point? Does it taste like...
It's cheap.
It'd be salty. It'd be a bit salty.
What's the difference? Because you can get butter, I'm sure, for only a few bucks. So how much cheaper is it?
It's much cheaper than butter.
Butter's expensive.
Butter
now.
Is really expensive.
Oh, if you get Lurpak.
So you can get a 1 kilogram tub from Woolworths.
One kilogram tub?
For $3.50. If you get a 1 kilogram tub of butter, that's like
$12. Cheap. No, that's true.
$3.50 for a kilo of table spread.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'd just rather have the toast as it is.
Same. I don't need table spread.
I would wean myself off table spread. And I would just put peanut butter on.
That's exactly what I put
some of the fancy stuff.
Here we go.
So table spread retails at 35 cents per 100 grams.
Yeah.
And if you're looking at Lurpak butter, it's $2.20 per 100 grams.
That is a huge difference.
Lurpak does taste amazing, if you've got
six kids.
Of course, you need it.
You're going to have table spread
on the
It's
day.
For the school canteen where they're buttering sandwiches for 100
fairy
kids.
Fairy bread? Would you have it with fairy bread?
I imagine people do.
It seems a bit rough, the whole thing.
Rough, all right.
Rough,
all right. You can get in touch anytime through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. William, what do you have?
I've not read all the messages. I'm sorry.
You've been a busy.
I'm trying to catch up.
You've been very busy.
So you've had a bit on.
The Marty's not happy.
Well, Mr. Newton over here.
I'll burn himself now.
I'll burn.
I don't want you to forget what your actual job is.
Yeah.
He wouldn't. He's doing. Did you put branding in the behind him?
I have a bib address.
Oh, good.
Do you want me to flick it onto you?
Yes, I do. I'd love that.
There's a job for you, Loza.
That feels like housekeeping.
Yeah.
Not content. Anything for the podcast?
You've got Dead Set Legends tomorrow as well, William.
I do, down at the track.
The Grand Prix.
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah. That guy looks like
he's one of the
Zach
Teske brothers.
Yeah, but he looks like Zach Braff.
Yeah, he does a bit.
Slash the Greek I dated.
I just did my expenses for the corporate credit card.
Pivot.
Is this not housekeeping?
No, this feels like housekeeping.
You guys have been churning through some really nice toast.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We're buying bread now.
Yeah, I've been...
Well, it's cheaper than what we used to do.
Well, yeah, it is.
And we can actually make toast because whoever's downstairs running that cafe has no idea how to toast a piece of bread.
I think it's cultural.
Or how to price it either. Like, $7 for one piece of bread.
Are you kidding?
It's not one, it's two.
Is that what we've been paying?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But also, I'm not eating toast anymore after the break.
Okay, great. Why? What are you eating for brekkie?
Back to me yogurt.
No,
but you have your yogurt.
I did it today. Yeah. I haven't been. I've been having toast.
Did you have yogurt this morning?
Today I did, but no toast.
Oh, you didn't have toast.
But I had chocky.
Right.
I made a bit of an oversupply of toast earlier this week. I think about seven or eight slices.
And then you're such a feeder, Troy, because then you dump it in front of Marty and you go, here you go, Marty, and he will eat it.
I had three pieces of it myself.
What's so ridiculous about my body's shape is I've been using Ozempic for 6 months.
And but you it are just fighting doesn't work for
me. It doesn't work for me.
That's a story.
That is a story.
Marty, don't be hard on yourself. Round is a shape.
I wish I could just, I'm putting it on for Ray. Ray Gruber.
Yeah. You've got a busy year this year.
I always like to put a bit of weight on before I do Ray because I lose a bit of condition through the filming. Yeah.
And you've been growing your hair. I love when you're growing your hair for Ray.
It's beautiful.
And the beard. The beard's looking great.
I'm there, mate.
You're a great beard guy.
Mate, I'm there.
Imagine if Ray came back and he's just 60 kilos all of a sudden. Like, what happened to Ray?
He's been cycling a lot.
Ray's dying.
Ray.
All right, come on, I got to go.
Mick Mac, the petition has up to 20 supporters now for getting that back.
20 people want you back on the show. Yeah.
Well,
I haven't signed up yet. I'm surprised it's that high.
Yeah,
word is spreading.
I think that says all it needs to say. I might leave now.
But we haven't shared it or anything.
No, we haven't done anything with it. It's just Mick Mac. It's just a grassroots movement.
Real grassroots.
Joe is just confirming how bad the traffic is. You got stuck heading out of Albert Park yesterday, Troy.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was awful. I'd totally forgotten where I was going.
Well, there's two roads.
Yeah.
You're either on
Albert Road or Canterbury.
Or Canterbury Road.
And I was on Canterbury Road because I've been doing that over the last couple of weeks because of the Grand Prix.
If you know the area, you can do a little run through the
Which
back
is what I did do. I did an illegal U-turn.
An illegal U-turn.
Don't admit it.
Well, no one saw me. Yeah, the car's dark.
Yeah.
Tinted windows. No one knew it was me.
That's good. James Budgie.
Yes.
Up to his great best. This is Kanye West dacking Marty.
Oh, yeah.
Wearing the boob tube and the tight green tights.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gee, Willy Winkers.
Goodness.
Oh, my God. Face angle.
Yeah.
That is a hard one to look at.
Isn't it?
I'm even frowning as if to say, get off the back of my neck, Kanye.
What's that photo even from?
I don't even know.
I don't know.
This one's good. This is of Troy Ellis.
The more I see of this girl, the more I'm worried about her.
I'm honestly genuinely worried for her. Unless this is...
Oh, look, I'm sure she's who she wants to be and all of that stuff. Yeah. I'm not really genuinely worried about her, but gee, Willy Winkers.
Yeah.
She doesn't look comfortable.
No.
Am I the only one that was surprised that Kim and Kanye aren't together still?
Yes, they haven't been together for years.
Oh, right. Long time.
Remember when he went on to TMZ and did that rant, that horrible rant, like we spoke about the other day?
Yeah.
Which was about four years
ago. He had the bulletproof vest on. He was going to run for president.
Mm.
That was around the time I think that...
Oh, I thought Kim stuck with him through all of that stuff.
For a little bit.
For a bit. Right. And then even she went, actually...
I've got to jump off board here.
I got to get off. I've got to get off your Kanye train.
Mm. I'm with you though, celebrity relationships. Really?
I thought it was my strong suit. Then you stitched me up.
No, but it would be if I got that quiz right. There was a
she's pretty good. She's not as good as me, but she's pretty good.
This is Troy King of the Segway.
I've actually got a photo just like this.
When
I was on the Segway for years ago. I had to find it.
Where did you go Segwaying?
In Istanbul.
Oh, right.
On a tour around Istanbul. Yeah, first time.
That is hilarious, and you look very buff there.
Yeah, I do.
It's like I've been at the gym.
Your face.
Segways are fun. It's a shame they didn't take off.
Well, they've now pivoted into those ones where you don't have the handlebars.
I hate them. They're, they're scary.
I don't even know how you start.
They're really fun.
I've stood on one.
Almighty, can I have one day where I don't hear that bloke's name? Honest to God.
And here is James Budgie suggesting that I have taken my look here at the camera.
Oh, my God.
Inspiration from Marty behind me.
Hey, that looks good, William.
Wow, look at you.
You look good. Because we were looking at the lighting, we're like, God, why do they like TV like that? Yeah. But when you see it like that, who took that photo?
Christian.
Christian, great photo.
Yeah.
But have you noticed the look you're giving behind
me? Yes, the tilt of my head. I was getting to that.
But
in the first place, I was enjoying. Your hair looks good too. It does. Really good. Yeah.
What is this photo of Marty from? I don't think I've ever seen your face do that before.
I reckon it's, have you been paying attention?
It will be, yeah.
It's so well lit.
It is, yeah.
It can't be from in here.
Well, I had a memory come up the other day of you, maybe it was like when we were at the tennis or something, and your hair was so long for such a long time.
I remember the tennis hair.
Remember the first time he shaved his head and we were like,
ooh, I like long
he's
hair.
He's gone short.
No, I like Will with his hair short. Like this, yeah. Yeah,
shorter the better.
Short. Yeah.
When we went and watched Serena Williams for about 4 points.
And I fell asleep at the table.
Yeah, and then we snapped the wine stems, all that.
And
the bikey was down in the front row.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
The lady from Domain.
You had Swamp Ass, the lady from Domain.
Yes, you fell asleep in the Uber.
So many things.
That was such an eventful tennis day that I wasn't there for.
And I was so hungover on arrival.
Oh, my God.
Were you not invited?
No, I was. But it was Alex's birthday.
I went out for Alex's birthday and we had lunch together.
That's so lovely.
That's a nice thing to do, Matthew. Yeah.
You're a very kind person. Like, sometimes we pretend he's
hair.
Not.
Look at his hair.
Yeah, look at William's hair.
What on earth?
I like you with that little cow lick at the front.
Yeah.
It just doesn't look like you.
Stick your head out the back door and let the cow lick it all the way across the bench. Like a little salt pad.
That was
Troy always looks amazing.
Troy just looks amazing. That was a fun day.
That was a very
fun day.
It
was a really fun day.
That was about 15 minutes before I fell asleep.
It was.
Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah. You look good, though.
You
don't look like you're about to fall asleep.
No, not
at all.
That was the first day I tried a butt plug in public. I just went, bugger it, I'm going to anal train.
I don't think you can say anal. Train.
Of course you can.
It's like not a train.
It's like the theme train.
That's what we should do on a Monday.
That's what Dave should do on a Monday.
Monday train.
Coming in hot after the weekend.
We're going to go a little bit wider now.
Don't bring Dave
into this.
A little bit wider now.
Clown.
Oh, dear.
What a great addition.
Yeah.
Luke sent through a snapped humerus.
Oh, no. Wait, is this an x-ray or a photo?
It's only an x-ray.
Okay.
X-rays I can deal with.
I can handle x-rays. It's
Hey, chode load lover.
Oh, God, that's so badly broken.
Pissed up to the gills.
What do we call you? Chode what?
Chode load
lover.
That's
the top bone in your arm. Like halfway between his elbow and his shoulder.
Gee whiz.
And it has like, I mean, it has snapped through.
That's snapped like a piece of wood.
It really has. It's like awful. A stick in your yard. Like if you stood on it and pulled it.
Like a paddle pop stick.
Yeah. Mm. He's in Toronto. And he was walking on the sidewalk.
Oh, no.
And slipped on some ice.
I hope he sued.
He got that from that.
Sued who?
It's just about how you land.
It is.
It's just about how you land.
Yeah.
And I reckon it's about your age as well.
Mm. Yeah.
More likely as you get a bit older.
Need more calcium.
Yeah. Remember when I pushed my big toe out of my sneakers?
I do.
That could have been a disaster.
It could have been.
When I fell over in front of the Dick Reynolds gate?
Yeah.
Poor Dick. You could have broken your toe?
Easily.
Right. Mm.
You could have broken your face.
Oh, no, but I got my hands in front of me just at the last second. I was like,
oh, thank goodness. That hurts. And when you graze like the heel of your palm.
Yeah. And the embarrassment of it
all. Oh, my God, it's so embarrassing.
No one was around. Oh, yeah, that part of your hand.
Except the memory
hurts.
Of Dick.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a good memory.
The memory of Dick.
The memory of Dick was around me. As soon as I looked up, I saw his name. I thought Dick would hate this.
Poor
Dick would be watching.
He would have hated this in front of his gate. Yeah. He deserves better. He doesn't need a fat 50-year-old falling over and pushing his toenail out of his little netted sneakers.
Netted sneakers.
So,
netted.
Did you not have socks on?
Yeah, I did, but it just went boop, boop. Because sneakers are ridiculous now.
Yeah.
I know.
Remember when sneakers were like a piece of leather and you could get 3 years out of a pair?
They didn't breathe, those old ones.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
They didn't. They stank your whole bedroom out.
Yeah, I realised one of my big toes is pushing through a pair of mine yesterday.
God, cut your toenails, you pigs.
No. Toenails are fine. There's nothing wrong with my toenails.
I would never say that.
I think they're about half the size too small, so they push through.
Yeah.
No, not my toenails. I mean, my toe, it's shoe.
Just actual toe is coming through.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Ashley sent through. Now who's bung-eyed?
Mm.
Jesus, that is a really unfortunate moment to capture me.
Freeze frame. Still...
That's about as bung-eyed as you get.
Is that when you're talking about your cramp?
I'm not sure when that is.
You must have been demonstrating something.
Oh, yeah, it was yesterday because you had that shirt on yesterday.
Yeah, and it was about the the broken bones. No. But your eyes actually pointing upwards and your other eyes closed.
Oh, that's a ripper photo.
Bungers. It reminds me of the woman who used to host Current Affair.
She does host it.
Oh.
No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't. Sorry.
You've made it too narrow.
Marty, over here.
I love the whistle.
Come on.
Such a gentle whistle.
Yeah.
Honey.
Hey.
Finally, this is a collab between two of our favourite listeners. The Gin Dog. Says, "G'day, you four-eyed Hasselhoff.
Gin Dog.
You four-eyed Hasselhoff wannabe lesbian felch wizard."
Oh my god.
That's heavy.
How is the Gin Dog? We haven't heard from him for ages.
He's good. Very good.
He's doing well.
Wasn't there some gin dog thing
that
happened?
Baby.
He's having
a mini gin dog.
Yeah, you've got a mini baby gin dog coming. One of those little tiny bottles of gin dog.
Yeah, like you get on a plane.
Yeah.
That's sensible.
Denzel Washington.
In flight.
Yeah,
Jack from the Pretty Littles.
Jack and the gin dog.
Yeah.
Jack.
He says Jack has an epic new single being released this Friday. It's called Australian Dream Friday Fun Plug Spin It or Bin It.
And I said,
of course.
Oh,
yeah. And now it is Friday, of course.
Are we playing it?
Here it is.
Hang on. How does the Gin Dog know this?
I don't know.
They must be in cahoots.
Are they in cahoots? Are they messaging each other? Are they cheating on us?
Are they lovers?
Mm. Oh, maybe they're the lovers from the producers' podcast that neither of them can do.
Who knows?
What? Jack didn't come to the producers' podcast?
No, he had something on.
It's on.
Now,
Is this the first play?
This
oh my
is
god!
An unlisted video. You can't. Wow. I hope we have permission.
Fresh hits first.
Sound guitar.
Here's a version of the Australian dream. Some out of suburb in the 1950s. Exchanging pleasantries like a sport. Keep it polite, keep it short, firm, handshakes, have a nice day. Oh, would you look at that? There might be rain. Oh, oh. They had a few kids, Frank had a good job.
Lovely.
How good is
that? Cute.
That's really lovely.
I love those kind of songs.
Yeah. So do I. Very Paul Kelly.
It's like a storytelling.
Very. Yeah. Is that our friend Jack?
That's our mate Jack.
Good on you, Jack. That's a belter, mate. I love that kind of Australiana.
Yeah.
It's nostalgic, sentimental. We can all... what's the word I'm looking for?
Listen.
No, we can all relate to it.
Yeah.
It's a part of our shared experience
in
this beautiful, bloody, sunburnt country.
Yeah.
And on that note... Yes.
Just say that band is called The Pretty Littles, if you were
Pretty
Littles.
Check them out. Stuff. All right. Enjoy your weekends. Enjoy this, your full show dump. And you can get in touch with us anytime through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. It's Triple M.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is The Marty Sheargold Show.
We're made it through from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's The Marty Sheargold Show. Marty Sheargold Show.
Friday morning, welcome to it, Marty.
We
have made it.
Did you duck out for anything last night, Troy?
I did.
What'd you go for?
Nachos at the end.
Oh, Troy.
Well, because you felt so bad about always having a parmigiana.
Yeah, so I thought I'd make the healthier choice. Cheesy nachos.
Oh, I love
nachos.
Pub nachos are the best.
I really love nachos. As long as they don't go soggy.
No.
Yeah, well, no, these were good.
And they've got to make sure they layer the cheese. I hate when it's just a bunch of dry corn chips underneath all the toppings.
So
it's
do
like,
I.
No.
Some
so
good chili in it too.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Last night.
So what's
those.
Your topping on that? Do you go a con carne or do you go.
There's some sour cream.
Con carne?
Yeah, you can have like, you know, a bean con carne thing on nachos.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't piled high, it was quite flat.
Mm.
Okay.
So it was different to the traditional nachos that I'd had before.
Nice.
But it went well with a couple of beers that I had,
yeah,
so
nice.
I was happy.
At a venue you weren't familiar with?
I've been there before. It was
just
in St Kilda.
Had the nachos.
I just hadn't had the nachos.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, it was good.
What's the upshot of the vineyard? Where's that at?
It's still operating, I noticed yesterday, but there has been some suggestion that there could be some changes there, so I don't have the update on the vineyard. That's such a great venue. That's been there for years and years. Had a few Sunday sessions there over the years.
Yes.
Yeah, and when we were kids, it was still affordable to have a beer there.
Well, I think the cost of beer everywhere now is extraordinary.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It is criminal.
I paid $12 for a pot at a pub not far
for
from...
For a pot?
At a place not far from where Will lives
pot?
A couple of weeks ago.
Are you mean sure a schooner or a pot?
No, it was definitely... Oh, maybe it was a... No, it wasn't a schooner. No, it was the pot. Upgrade $7 to the schooner.
For $19?
Yes. Upgrade $7.
They should burn that joint down.
Outrageous.
Obviously, I'm not inciting violence. I want to be clear about that.
We don't burn joints down.
I'm not saying burn it down.
No. Yeah.
I'm saying they should burn it down. I'm not saying burn it down.
No.
Top 6 out of 6.
Get the Toyota Forklift Advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Wow. Coming in at number one, reigning premiers Collingwood are in all sorts of trouble after dropping their third straight game to start the 2024 season. I watched till half time and I think they might have been up by about 8.
Yeah.
They just clawed back.
They had a lead, lost a big lead, then clawed it back. But then, yeah,
and I just
half.
Assumed they'd roll over them. But that's the Collingwood of old.
Yeah.
They didn't.
They would usually find a way in the last two seasons.
What's happening?
It's just bizarre. The fifth reigning premier in history to start a season 0-3.
And then they'll go to Brisbane next week and most likely go 0-4.
We'll see. Well, their form hasn't been good either. So.
Yeah, Brisbane and then need to win too.
They come back and play who?
The Hawks, but I think that's gather round. So
Adelaide.
Yeah, I don't think they're at the G for another 2 weeks.
I wonder if the Hawks could magically...
Oh, the Hawks, they've got plenty of pluck about them. Beat them last year.
Gee.
Wow.
Bit
to talk to Max about this morning.
Yeah.
Max Gorn after 8 o'clock, Marty.
Coming in at 2, the Allen government will explore scrapping residential stamp duty in a bold bid to address a worsening housing supply crisis. Senior government sources said major stamp duty reform was now very firmly on the table, just a month after Treasurer Tim Pallas ruled it out.
Well, this is a good move if this happens. It's
absolutely
such a huge amount of money
sure
to try
is.
And buy a place.
Particularly for guys like me who are trying to buy several places.
I'm not sure it's designed to help people like you out.
Well, it
Marty.
Should be. Why should I be punished for doing well?
Out. You're right.
You know what I mean?
Everyone should be.
Like I don't pay enough tax. Christ almighty, I'm single-handedly keeping Medicare going. Honestly, it's ridiculous the amount of tax I pay.
Taking stamp duty away, though, would incentivise people to move quicker and sell houses and move to the next one.
And it's a huge benefit for people trying to buy their first home.
Of course.
Because you think, geez, we got a pretty good buy.
Yeah.
And then you get your stamp duty and you go, oh, I forgot about that.
Tens of thousands of dollars
that just goes to the government.
Yes.
Yeah.
Disappears.
God almighty, the
helping
government
the big bill.
Sucks balls.
It's one of their biggest money spinners, though, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes,
that and crowd.
That's good.
Coming in at 3, Johnny Depp's been accused of berating one of his former co-stars whilst on the set of Blow. Lola Glordini told the Powerful Truth Angels podcast, Johnny Depp, when they say cut, walks over to me, comes up to me, sticks his finger in my face and he goes, who the F do you think you are? Who the F do you think you are? Shut the F up. I'm out here and I'm trying to effing say my lines and you're effing pulling focus, you effing idiot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Gee, there's a lot there, isn't
there? Sounds like a programming meeting.
It continued as well. It was a long, it was more.
Well, you know, in fairness to Johnny, maybe she was all those things.
Maybe.
Pulling focus.
What, you can't have a straight chat anymore?
We could probably do it in a different
way. I don't think you need to do it like that.
Yeah. That's what's wrong with the world. Coming in at 4. Well, I mean, Johnny, let's not pretend, isn't a kook with form.
Oh, he's disgusting.
The worst one was the red wine footage, you know, where he smashed the red wine glass in the kitchen while he was dating that woman.
Yep.
Regardless of what went on between them, you don't start throwing glasses around the kitchen.
No, that whole relationship was just toxic. There was just nothing good in that relationship.
And I think Johnny's a big part of nothing good in that relationship. Coming in at four, an investigation's underway after father of three, Jeremy Brooks, died from a snake bite. This is a terrible story.
Awful story.
Whilst trying to remove an Eastern Brown from a childcare centre on Tuesday, it's now emerged that Mr. Brooks was not a qualified snake catcher, raising questions about why he was attempting the dangerous removal.
Poor bugger.
Guess you make just snap decisions.
Well, and who knows why he was doing it, but he's a father of three who's died from a snake bite.
That's so sad.
And particularly, I think he went home.
I heard that he drove himself to the hospital.
Did he? Right.
His wife had been doing CPR or something like that.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay. How awful. 30 seconds. It's a dreadful story.
It's a terrible story. And
his poor kids.
I hope his kids are okay. Yeah. They won't be. Coming in at five, researchers are over the moon as a miracle platypus Puggle is born in Sydney's Royal National Park. It's the first of its kind to be born in the park in more than five decades.
Oh, good news.
Go for it, Puggle.
Yeah.
Margot Robbie's set to bring The Sims to the big screen following her huge success with Barbie last year.
Martha, you'll
be that would just be like people robotic.
Getting trapped in pools and things.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Top six at six.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
Already March the 22nd.
Wow. Number one song in 1992.
We like the deepest ocean.
John's son, Julian Lennon. Salt Water.
I feel like this was the only one for Julian.
Yeah, I think it was this. I actually liked it. I remember it at the time.
It was a bit mopey.
Sounds like his dad.
Yeah.
Oh, he does.
Why should one baby feel so?
Do you remember it?
Yeah, I remember it.
But also, you'd be riding those coattails.
Oh, yeah. It's difficult to get away from the surname.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or do you just embrace it?
I would embrace it.
Yeah, I think you
would.
I think you embrace it.
I'd go full Nepo kid.
Oh, absolutely.
What else could I get here?
If you got the Nepo.
If you got the Nepo.
Embrace the Nepo.
Embrace the Nepo.
We only hang shit on Nepo babies because we're jealous.
Of course.
Yeah, that's true.
1765, the Stamp Act is passed.
Oh, the old Stamp Act.
Troy and I had to look this up.
It still doesn't make much sense to me.
We think it was like a legislative tax imposed by the English on some parts of America.
Okay.
Yeah. Printed materials, things like magazines and playing cards and newspapers.
And I think this is the first time we used rubber band for a song that didn't have anything to do with rubber. It became a stationary song.
Yes.
Yes. It broadened.
You're probably right.
It's been a while since we've heard it.
Yeah, rubber bands!
You're playing my tune out of tune!
How do you go from that to Ziggy Stardust? What a range. What a range. And fair sized junk on him too, by all reports. Monumental.
Oh, really?
What I've heard.
Lucky fella.
That's what Mum told me. 1903, Niagara Falls runs out of water because of a drought.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It'd be good fun to get down there and have a little explore.
I reckon, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if it completely ran out of water or whether it just, you know, reduced
a trickle.
I think
it
ran out of water.
God.
Probably. Have you been there?
No, I haven't.
I've been there.
Yeah? How is it?
I went on the American side. It is unbelievable. And you can do
is
this,
it
like
roaring?
Walk into it. Like, they've got these like stairs that kind of go up. And we went at nighttime and it literally like you cannot even get close to it. The power of it, it's unbelievable.
Wow.
It's amazing.
What's the sound like? Okay. Really, I regret. You know, as soon as you ask the question, you think, why did I do that?
Did I ask that question?
Well, what do you want? It's like a waterfall.
It wouldn't have resembled that.
No, not at all.
It's like we went off air.
Yeah, sounded like a walrus drowning.
Walruses don't drown.
Yeah, they do. If they eat too much.
Really?
No. 1941, Jimmy Stewart is inducted into the Army, becoming the first major American movie star to wear a military uniform in World War II.
I love Jimmy Stewart.
He's growing a star. I actually watched Rear Window.
Oh, yeah.
Last week.
Great movie.
Great movie.
That was a sinister looking kid. Looking.
It is a great
film. House.
Yeah. I love it. Have you seen the movie Philadelphia Story? With Katharine Hepburn?
No, I don't think I have.
Cary Grant?
I watched Cary Grant and Katharine Hepburn in a movie the other day called Charade.
Ah.
It was a belter. It's they describe it as one of the best Hitchcock films not made by Hitchcock.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay. Inspired.
Yeah. And Walter Matthau's in it, a very young Walter Matthau.
You don't know him?
Walter Matthau?
Dennis the Menace?
Please, don't reduce Walter.
No, I'm not, but
please
I'm trying
don't
to...
reduce Walter
no,
Matthau's career to Dennis the
I'm
Menace.
I'm not, but I'm trying to get on his level.
He was the, what's that Ben Stiller movie where he changes people all the time?
Night at the Museum.
No, no, you know where he's like... that was Walter Matthau originally.
I recognise him.
Yeah.
What was that Ben Stiller movie?
I can't remember.
It's all imagination in his mind.
Walter Mitty.
Yeah, Walter
Mitty. Oh, yeah.
That was originally Walter Matthau. That played. That was a remake.
Huh.
Check that for me, because I may...
I made it up?
I may have imagined it much like Walter Mitty.
I don't think he was in Walter Mitty.
Okay. They just have similar sounding names.
Okay. All right. Walter Mitty. All Sugar, 1957.
Elvis.
Who?
I'm all shook up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Beatles released their first album in 1963 on this day.
Big day for them.
God, this is a great album too. Have you listened to this album? If you haven't, dude, it's wonderful. I got it on vinyl.
I think I have it on vinyl too, actually.
A couple of belting tracks up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
1978, Carl the Great Wallenda. The German acrobat from the Flying Wallendas, oh, we cover this off every year and I still love it, dies after falling off a tightrope between two hotels in San Juan, Puerto Rico at the age of 73.
Oh, I mean, he's had a good innings. He did what he died doing what he loves.
Oh, sure did.
But 73 should be retired, not doing that sort of thing.
I wonder when he knew. He's got the giant pole.
Yeah. With his experience.
He would have known early.
There'd be a particular wobble where
there'd be a way you wobble where you go, but I'm done.
Oh, no. That's not a good one.
That's the bad wobble. Jeez. And have you seen the there's footage
there's
of it.
Yeah.
He really falls.
He sure does.
A long way.
Yeah.
2017, the Tomb of Jesus reopens after restoration in Jerusalem. God, show me the way because the Tomb of Jesus reopens. It sounds like it's a cafe in Elwood.
A nightclub.
Ever been down to the Tomb of Jesus? They do wonderful eggs Benedict. The Tomb of Jesus. I mean, you got to be careful what you say about this kind of stuff because people can be sensitive.
Of course.
I mean.
So we'll move on.
If you alone and leave you
breathless, try to catch it. Kanye. For me to move on.
Enjoy the Kanye.
Kanye West.
2020. India puts 1 billion people under a daytime curfew to curb COVID-19.
Oh, that's right. They were early on to the
remember the Indian police whacking them with sticks?
I do. Yeah, awful scenes coming out of India at the time.
Yeah. Remember that footage of some poor bloke that was on a motorbike and should have been inside? Oh, my God. They nearly beat him to death.
Yeah.
It was like parts of India, New York, Rome.
Yeah, Italy, obviously.
Italy was unbelievable.
Italy was a disaster. They were losing 20,000 a day at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reese Witherspoon's turning 48.
So you're breaking up with me because I'm too blonde?
William Shatner's turning 93.
93?
He looks incredible. Have you
Scotty,
seen
beam me up.
Recent photos?
I have.
Space, a final frontier.
And he does.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
We've been dying to do this story.
Yes, we have.
Mainly because of the photo I've got in front of me of a man in what we used to call a wife beater, which is the blue truckies singlet. We don't call them that anymore.
No. Yes.
But just to give you the image.
Yep.
And a kilt. And for some reason, he's in Texas. I mean, that you can't wear a kilt in Texas.
No, I mean, you can wear a kilt anywhere you like, really.
Of course.
Would you call this a kilt?
I don't think so. You to think me, it's more of a skirt.
A skirt.
Oh. It's like a nipple skirt.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, there's no tartan colour,
no, there's
is
no
there?
Tartan. You're right. No. It's not a kilt.
It's not plaid.
It's a skirt.
Yeah.
He was arrested last week for taking items for sale at an antique store and placing them in his anus. In his anus.
In the nose?
Why would you put them there?
Well.
He then allegedly straight away put the tainted items back on the shelves.
The store shelves.
The store shelves.
Yeah, he wasn't shelving.
He wasn't shelving.
Right, okay.
Presumably so unsuspecting shoppers would purchase them. So he's just given it a bit of, here you go. You think you're buying clean antiques, do you? Have a bit of my bum on it.
Mischievous.
On this candlestick holder. Mitchell Vest is his name. He was arrested last month on charges of criminal mischief.
He's under a vest?
Good one, Ross. He's under a vest. He's under a vest. Placing things in his noose. He's an animal. He's an animal. Put him in the hole. Some of the items, the 60-year-old, I mean, he's too old to be sticking stuff up his bum and putting it back on the shelf.
You should know better.
What's the age card? Any age.
Oh, seven?
No.
You're experimenting?
Of course.
No, but you...
You come back and apologise.
You see, like, a mock Oscar on the shelves. Like, not a real Oscar.
No, well, why would it be on a shelf?
And then you just bang it up your bum and put it back on the shelf.
Hey.
Go, wow, that was a pretty kooky thing to do. I shouldn't have done that.
Everyone can put, you know, do whatever you want with your own thing, but don't then put it on a shelf for someone else to touch and put in their trolley and take home to put on their own shelf at home.
Some of the items...
I'd suggest buying it. Yeah.
...that he allegedly contaminated include a makeup brush, classic thing to stick up your date, an antique bottle opener, yes, please, and a tobacco tent can. Now, that does seem a little bit...
is that one of those flat...
I'm assuming it's a flat square can. It seems like a lot. But having said that, that's how I used to get the mobile phone in and out of the car. You thought I was going to say prison?
Yes.
No. Sometimes I'll just whack the phone up your date to drive home. another text. Or I'll say to Lauren before I put the phone up my date, text me about 20 times in the next 40 minutes.
Just keep calling.
But just keep calling.
Again?
The total cost of the items was a little over $200, and the items had to be thrown away because of fecal contamination.
Well,
surely you can just clean them with a bit of boiling water.
No.
But investigators were able to connect them to Vest. So I know why, because I can see a photo of him shoving things up his arse.
What's on the back page? It is time for your sporting news now, the wide world of Will. Back page.
We've just seen a horrendous injury in the European cricket. Sky ball, guy gets underneath it.
100 metres in the air,
you're It was up there forever. Who knows with those camera operators at the European Cricket League? They're the worst camera operators in the world.
Oh,
he gets underneath it, doesn't get a hand on it. It hits him fair in the eye socket.
He hit the ground immediately.
It's like whiplash. But he's
all right. He's up.
He's up.
He's sore.
Good news.
His cheek looks swollen.
He's going to need to ice that.
He'll have an egg.
That's going to be...
Mate, if you're not bowling, get off and have a rest. His face has exploded. He's fractured that cheekbone for sure.
He's going
to
get off.
You need to go to the hospital.
You've got to take the boy off.
Tell Vinny that man needs to go to the hospital.
Yeah, we've got to
get on to Vinny.
We'll definitely get on to Vinny. Vinny's over there calling it live as we speak.
In more local news, it's officially a hangover. A premiership hangover for Collingwood.
9-3.
They were at their fumbly worst last night against the Saints, who stormed to an impressive 15-point win at the G. 69,500 there for Spud's game, which was good to see.
Oh, that's great.
A nice, healthy crowd.
They had a record of 78 from memory.
72, I think.
72, was it?
Yeah. But it was now, of course, the first 0-3 start for Collingwood since 1999, a year in which they won the Wooden Spoon.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
And they have to travel to the Gabba next Thursday. They are the fifth reigning premiers to start 0-3. Of course, Geelong did it last year. So we've had two in the last 2 years. So
anyone ever gone, I mean, I'm sure it's happened, but how many people have gone Premiership Spoon?
Premiership Spoon is extremely rare.
Yeah.
I think we'd be talking 80 plus years.
Yeah, right.
But we have seen the last team to win a flag from 0-3 were your boys, North, back in 1975. So it is very tough.
Gallery boys!
It was a statement game for Nozia Wanganeen-Miller. He was absolutely devastating off halfback, 32 touches at 81%, including 613 metres gained. So Saints supporters would be happy with him this morning. Jack Higgins kicked 4 goals, including a late absolute stunner to ice at Troy. Do you have the grab there?
I do have the grab.
Deep inside 50, playing with a defensive effort. Darcy Moore back there. He was well tackled. Higgins has gone for the miracle shot for the boundary line. It'll be the best goal you've ever seen. You can't do that. You cannot do what he's just done. Ridiculous. Jack Higgins with his goal number 4. And you can't do that.
Das love
four goals for Higgins.
But that's interesting, isn't it? Because we were having a microchip chat yesterday.
Yeah.
And there's a suggestion that ball was completely over the line.
Yeah. BT on Channel 7, his call was heavily suggesting that the ball was out.
It looks completely out.
I think it's really tight. I think it might have just stayed in.
I just don't think you can tell from the angles of cameras.
You cannot tell.
No. But that's why you need a microchip.
Microchip ball.
Microchip ball. They do it in the UK in the soccer.
Absolutely. The night was soured for the Saints by the horrific injury for Mason Wood. Uh-oh. If you saw that in the early stages, he was stretched off with a really, really bad looking neck concussion, collarbone injury. And play was suspended for minutes.
I didn't see any of that. So he's one of our old boys.
Yeah, former North player. So fingers crossed for Mason Wood. He was upright. He was sitting. He looked okay in the rooms.
But was it a clash or what was it?
He kind of got caught up in a clash and then landed very heavily on his neck.
It's a collarbone more than anything else.
Yeah, it's one of the worst I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, right.
Tonight, Tex Walker plays his first game of 2024 for Adelaide. They take on the Cats at home.
What's been wrong with Tex?
He just missed the first game of the season.
Yeah, right.
Getting old.
Managed.
O'Sheen Mullen, the Irishman, will be replacing the injured Tanner Bruin for the Cats. The Friday huddle from 6 before they handball to the Adelaide call team,
bang,
including Brendan Yates, Chris Dittmar, Mark Rasciuto, Bernie Vincent, Rhett Biglund's over there in Adelaide.
What a great team.
Good lineup.
Bernie Vince, Mark Rasciuto.
Who? Rhett Biglund.
Oh, Rhett.
And Ditz. Biggles. You know, Ditz.
Dix.
Ditz.
Oh, Ditz.
Rue and.
Hello.
North.
That's a great lineup. That's a great lineup.
North Melbourne.
Marty. Yes, the mighty North.
They are hopeful that fans will be turning up to the opening Marvel game of 2024
this
weekend.
I've got to score the netball.
You do.
The basketball. Oh.
Now, AFL House, they're alarmed by low ticket sales, so they're forecasting about 17,000.
Okay, well, don't give us Freo at Marvel. And you don't have to be alarmed.
This is the first game since...
Why don't you send that one down to Shitseston or one of those other god-awful parts of Tasmania and everyone down there can have another shit game in their life.
The first game since the $225 million stadium upgrade at Marvel. So we really want to see a crowd there. So
this stadium upgrade?
What's the upgrade?
Yeah, they've got a nice facelift. They've got restaurants in there now. It's really good.
Oh, down that bit that's been boarded up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah. I've been wondering what's going on down there. A restaurant.
This is fun for North.
So no toilets for the ladies.
They've got goal songs ahead of their first home game. So after a player kicks a goal, as we see with the Brisbane Lions.
What, North are doing this?
Yeah, North are doing it.
Great initiative.
The list was unveiled. We have Jaden Stevenson. He'll have Amazing by Alex Lloyd when he kicks a goal.
Are you kidding?
Bailey Scott.
In reference to the Pies? Does he eat a pie as well as part of the celebration?
He's a former pie. Bailey Scott has So What from Pink. Nick Larkey, Viva La Vida by Coldplay.
Oh, this is great.
George Warlaw, Troy.
Yeah.
He has opted for something a bit unusual. So this is Sergei Prokofiev's Dance of the Nights from Romeo and Juliet, Opus 64, Act 1, which sounds like this.
Oh, this is a classic piece of
music. I love it.
So when George Warlaw kicks a goal, Young Gun,
Kangas. This is a great bit of music.
This will ring around Marvel.
That is, oh my God.
How fun.
Amazing. What would be yours?
Oh, tough. Probably My Happiness.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. From Powderfinger. Yeah. It's hard for me to go past Scar.
Yeah, of course. You skip around the field.
Yeah.
We'll have to ask Max when we come in.
Oh, yeah, he's great, in great after question. 8 o'clock. Max gone with us. That is the back page.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show. Thank you, Mr. DJ. 10K.
Spin it.
DJ.
And we got a chance for you to win $10,000 here.
As part of what we've put on the table, $3 million, just over $3 million. We're just having an issue trying to get a caller, what we say, across on our system here.
Here we go, Mitchell.
Here we go. Hello, Mitchell.
Hello, good morning, guys.
How are you, mate?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Mitchell. You've got a chance to win $10,000, my friend.
Fantastic. That'd be great.
Wouldn't that be a great way to go into the weekend?
Such a great way, mate.
Yes.
What do you do for a living, Mitchell?
I'm a garbo.
Garbo! There you go. Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, nice.
That's great.
Sometimes, are you just rubbish or are you green waste sometimes?
Sometimes green waste.
Right. Ooh. Once I put my green waste bin out and it was too heavy and they wouldn't take it away.
Really?
Yeah, he wouldn't.
Sounds about right.
He wouldn't pick it up with the arm and tip it into the thing. And he left a sticker on it saying too heavy.
Yeah,
what was in it?
I had put a fair bit of dirt down the bottom.
Oh, you can't put dirt in.
Mitchell, I know.
And some rocks.
I hit it with leaves. I thought I was going to get away with it.
You thought you'd be clever, but you can't get it over us, mate.
So what? How do you know? Is there a weight thing that comes up in the cabin?
Yeah, we know, mate. We know.
Yeah, they know. Mitchell's got secrets.
Mitchell knows, and he's not going to tell me how they know.
I love a Garbo.
No, mate. Garbo secrets.
Do you reckon there's enough bins at most people's houses now, Mitchell?
I reckon there's a few, yeah. There's
Do you reckon we need any more bins?
I reckon we're pretty good on bins at the moment.
We're up to four in City of Yarra.
You know what? It's almost now at your house you need to build a little fancy wall
to hide
your bins, because mine just sit on the ugliest things. Yeah. I've got nowhere to put them.
You need to build a little bin box.
You've got to get creative with the walls.
A little barrier.
I've got to get a bin box.
Yeah. A little bin cubby house.
I need a big
cubby
house.
Maybe that's a project for you. Yeah.
You all right?
Absolutely.
I just rolled my elbow on the chair and it really hurt.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No.
I know.
Oh,
no. You wouldn't believe what it's like in here every day, Mitchell.
He's seconds away from winning 10 grand.
And old mate's rolled her elbow. In one of the rarest injuries you could ever do in a chair.
While talking, while broadcasting.
Whilst broadcasting.
Stop.
Just have a break.
It took
just
the words.
Have a break.
Can I just tell Mitchell how close he is to winning $10,000? Yeah,
yeah. Mitchell.
I'm so stoked. I'm so stoked.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite band?
It's The Living End, guys.
Nice.
Chris Chaney.
Yep, nice.
White Noise.
White Noise.
Love it.
My God, can that man play guitar?
He's a freak.
Kenny White.
Mate.
Freak.
Mitchell, I didn't realise how good he was until I went to see Timmy Rogers and Phil Jamieson and Chris Chaney. And who's the other bloke? Really nice guy, good singer, one of those sort of acoustic-y guys. Do the White album, Josh Pike, that's right. And they were amazing, and Chris Chaney's guitar was extraordinary.
Yeah, he's incredible, isn't he?
He really is.
Yeah.
Looks good in a pair of jeans, too.
He certainly does.
Settle down, Mitchell. Yeah. You should put him in the bin, won't you? You get him up in the truck. Don't take my greenways, but... Jump in, Chris.
I've got room in my truck for him, mate, any day.
Yeah, right,
good
man.
There you go.
All right, Mitchell, good luck. We think this is gettable. Yep. We've had a listen to these, and it feels gettable.
I won 10 gettable. Grand.
I'd love it. Right. Loza won 10 grand as we were just playing off air.
Yeah.
Good luck.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Mitchell, here he is, the wonderful Parmigiana himself, Troy Ellis.
Thank you, Marty. Mitchell, song number one, are you ready for it?
I'm ready, Troy.
Here we go, mate.
Are you going to go my way? Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah!
Yay!
Oh, my God! Oh. I have such a feeling in my belly.
Has anyone got a sheet for
I've
this?
Got a sheet. Oh, I don't know.
Well, you're the only
you.
One who needs it.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's fine. We can just play along like a listener.
Absolutely.
I'm
play along just like listen. A listener.
Mitchell, you've got one. Here's song two. Back to Troy.
Thanks, Marty. Right. Ready for song two, Mitch?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Tainted Love, Soft Cell.
Yeah! We've got a player!
Oh my God!
Standing up, your seconds
we're
away.
Standing up, Mitchell. Put this in your green bin.
George, get the BSB and account number ready.
Oh, George,
this is exciting. This is exciting for Friday.
Mitchell, you'll have this cash in your account by this afternoon.
Oh, well, here we go. That.
Not guaranteed, Mitchell.
Maybe Monday.
Don't get me too excited, Marty.
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right, ready
mate,
for
you're
it?
A real chance here. Come on, buddy. Concentrate. Get that phone up in your ear hole. We'll all be extraordinarily quiet for you.
All right, Mitchell, I'm about to play it. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, that's tough. I actually have no idea.
Oh, Mitchell.
I thought you'd get this.
It was this one, Linger, the Cranberries.
Oh, you're joking.
No.
I could have got that.
Yeah,
I thought you would.
Me too.
Oh, well, mate, you had
some
fun. Lovely chatting with you. Have a great week.
Thank you for your service, Mitchell.
Thanks for the chance, guys.
Bring back. Try again.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Mick Molloy for Friday Weather.
Hello, Mick.
Hello,
Mick.
Love checking in with you guys.
It's so lovely to chat with you, Mick. Football season's underway, as you know. Tigers, they're or thereabouts.
I was there last week, actually. Yeah. I was there live. We could have won that until Carlton got 11 free kicks in a row.
It was a tight one. It was a tight one.
It was a tight one.
Mick, something came up through the week, and we ended up playing a grab of Joan Kerner doing Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll.
Because it was on this day.
It was an On This Day. Yeah. She'd been number one for 7 weeks, like 20-odd years ago, whatever it was.
That's right.
And I was like, Joan Kerner grab come from? And then we worked backwards, Mickey, and it was Late Show related, and you were in charge of the segment.
It was a musical mix-up. So every week someone would come on, and I was supposed to have organised a musical guest.
Yeah.
But I'd got it slightly
wrong.
Wrong. And I, God, my memory's quite vague.
We've got a couple here. Do you want to hear them?
Oh, do you? Yes, please.
We've got Mike Whitney.
So what did you say? Joan Jett. Do you have Joan Jett? Joan Jett. Do you know that? And as, who was it? Joan Kerner.
Kerner was doing Joan Jett.
Yeah.
So how it would go is Tony would go, have you got Joan Jett? And I would go, Joan Jett. No, I don't. I thought you said Joan Kerner.
Oh, that's excellent.
And then Joan Kerner would come out and play. But the real piece de resistance in that was the health minister was a guy called Minister White, who is one of the daggest looking blokes, and we actually had him on lead guitar. So if you have a look at the clip, that to me is the really funny part.
I think we recognised Julia Gillard as one of the backup singers.
Yeah,
there you go.
She was.
And also, Joan Kerner, I should point out, was one of the very few impersonations I used to do. Because in a wig and a skirt, I look remarkably like Joan Kerner.
This is just after she lost the Victorian election.
It was.
So, do you want a bit of it here?
Yeah, give us a bit of Joan.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Bye, Joan.
David White, it was.
Red hot crack.
You know what she said? She actually said publicly afterwards it's the most popular thing she ever did in her tenure, and if she had done it before the election, she may have won it.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, not there that people our age don't forget how popular The Late Show was, Mick. It was absolutely huge. It was must-watch TV. Here's Mick Whitney performing Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You.
And I hope you have all you dreamed of.
Wow.
For you, joy.
He panicked.
Of course he panicked.
But above all this, I wish you love.
Oh, here comes the good bit.
Here we go.
See how he goes.
And I.
He's nailed it.
Oh, that's tough.
Gave it a good go, though.
He had a go.
Yeah. You've got to give him some credit.
Absolutely. This is brilliant. I remember this one, Mick. This was Hayley Lewis doing Hip to Be Square by Huey Lewis.
I used to be a renegade.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Take punishment.
Oh, God. little flat there.
Run out of power.
Now I'm playing the real.
All right. She was fun. We got Rex
Hunt. She was good.
Putting in an energetic performance of T-Rex's Get It On.
T-Rex.
You're dirty and sweet, clad in black. You're dirty and sweet.
He's nailed that.
He has. It sounds a bit creepy.
You're weak. You got the teeth of the Hydra.
I knew it. I love talking. That.
It's like a three-quarter time address.
And then, of course, there was the mix-up where you wanted David Byrne, but unfortunately you got David Boone singing Once in a Lifetime.
You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. You may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile.
Oh, God.
You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself,
Well, how did I get here?
Oh, gosh.
Letting the days go by.
Oh, oh. A little early. Jump the gun. That must bring back some memories for you, Mick.
And, of course, he had an oversized suit on with very big shoulder pads to get the full effect.
Of course he did.
Troy, the David Byrne.
You could have done Sophie Ellis Bextor, Troy. Murder on the Dance Floor.
Murder
on the Dance Floor.
Go on, give it a go.
No, I don't. I can't do
go
that.
On.
Yes,
go on.
You can.
It's
go
Murder on the Dance Floor.
Oh, yes!
Did you hear about her faux pas recently? She went back to the Catalan nightclub, which is where all the people were shot. All those
that's
terrorists
right.
were sh- yes. shot.
Yes.
Those
no.
people who were at that club, and she was doing a gig, and she dedicated Murder on the Dance Floor to everyone who died at that venue in a terrorist attack.
Don't do that. I would just scoot through Murder on the Dance Floor. I wouldn't be referencing all the people that had been killed in the room. For some reason, we were talking about people being dacked. I can't remember why.
Yeah.
And it doesn't.
Kanye West.
Oh, Kanye keeps pulling his partner's pants further and further down her ass,
sure.
which is a bit of fun unless you're her.
Yes.
And then we got talking about a sort of a bit of an urban myth, a bit of a story when you used to live with Russell Gilbert that I believe was underpant related, Mick. What was that about?
There's a lot of underpant related activity living with Russell Gilbert, let me tell you, but I think I know the story you're talking about, and this actually happened. We were living together in a house above a shop on Rathdown Street in Carlton.
Yeah.
And I'd, as you could expect, two blokes living together. It was a lot of fun until I got a girlfriend I was quite serious about.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I said, Russell, I'm bringing home a girl tonight. Mm. Can you please... Nothing stupid,
just
all right? Just
wind the
yourself.
Pranks down, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Just get calm down and give us some space, please.
Mm.
And he goes, of course, mate. You only have to ask. So I'm sitting on our couch with a coffee table next to this beautiful girl who it's like a first or second date. I'm very keen on. Mm. And coming down the corridor, I see in my long vision Russell Gilbert wearing nothing but his underpants.
Mm-hmm.
He comes into the room, he says hello, and then he opens the fridge door and he bends into the fridge door as if he's looking for stuff. And you got to remember, his ass at this stage is about 3 feet from me and this girl. On cue, he farts, but he's put talcum powder down his underpants. So... A plume of talcum powder is jettisoned into the room and goes, and then just drops gently onto the coffee table, covering the coffee table and me and Kareen in a fine film of talcum powder.
Of fecal talcum powder.
How revolting.
And then hilarious. He disappeared without mentioning...
any of it.
Any of it at all.
Mick.
That actually happened.
Oh,
I'm glad we came back to tell that story, mate.
It'll be no surprise to you that we're no longer together.
No, I'm not surprised. But you're still mates with Gilbo. That's the important thing.
That's the important thing.
Have a lovely weekend, Mick. Thanks for your time, buddy.
You too, mate.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Time to get jiggy with it. Because the heat is on. It's time for a three-way.
Marty, the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix 2024. It is on. Get ready to live fast. Limited tickets still available at grandprix.com.au. We have an amazing prize.
We do. It's grandstand tickets worth more than $700. I believe I heard, and I might be wrong, that it's on corner 11.
Yeah, turn 11.
Turn 11.
Vettel Grandstand.
The Vettel Grandstand. Yeah. And George from Promotions asked us if we'd be happy to move three-way today to highlight the prize.
Yes.
Of course and we of course
my
we
first
are.
Reaction was, George, mind your own business.
Right.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
I love God damn it, he's got a good idea there.
God damn it.
A great idea. And we've
God
got
damn it.
It,
George. Good idea.
We've run with it.
We've run with it, George. And don't think that that gives you carte blanche to tell us what you reckon, mate. What it does mean is next time you're down at the cafe, grab me a toasted sandwich as well.
Aaron's our carryover loser from yesterday. Marty, he's back with us.
Hello, Aaron.
How are we, Marty?
Wonderful, mate. We've upgraded the prize, and there was a bit of talk about whether or not we'd get Aaron back. I said, are you kidding me? We've got to get him back.
Been waiting for an hour this, waiting for an hour this morning, as I was told to be called at the same time as yesterday.
No one rang you to update you?
Sorry?
Did anyone ring you to update you that we'd moved the time?
No, they didn't. That's your department, Marty.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Very true, Aaron, and I'll take it up with the appropriate people. In fact, I'll do it right now. Tegan, if that sort of thing happens in the future, just give him a ring and let him know that we're running an hour behind. Sorted it out.
The buck stops with you ultimately, Marty.
I mean, ultimately, you know, my face is on the billboard and I've got to wear that kind of feedback.
Well, I'm blaming Mick Malloy for talking too long.
Yeah. Can't shut him up. Andy's in Frankston. Hello, Andy. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful, mate. Great prize.
Yeah, it looks good.
Are you an F1 man, Andy?
No, I'm getting it for my brother-in-law.
That's so lovely.
That's nice. That's lovely. Yeah. But you might not be because they're F1,
might not be.
They're F1 related questions.
That's no good.
No, you could be in trouble. Here we go, gents.
Love that sound.
I just had a tingle up.
So did I. Ooh. Had a flutter.
Yeah. I just did a little bit of wee then too.
Dangerous Dave is from Albert Park, of course, this morning, and Rosie the Savo as well.
Excellent. A three-way, gents. Name is your buzzer. Best of three, first of two. Question one, curveball sent in by Tom on the Instagram. Aaron and Andy, you ready?
Ready.
Yes, we're ready.
Name is your buzzer. Question one, here we go. Whiteford, Brabham, Prost.
Andy.
Yeah, Andy.
Australian F1 drivers.
No. Aaron.
Yes, they're competing this weekend.
No, but this is a great question. They're names for different turns on the Albert Park circuit.
Wow.
I mean, you'd really have to know your F1s for that.
That's what I was saying.
That's hard.
I mean, that's hard.
But it's a big prize.
I didn't know there was names for the turn.
That's why we've moved it.
A bit challenging.
Into what we call prime time.
Yep.
The old highest cum area of the show, as they say
in the business. Tick, tick. Exactly.
And if you do, get a diary ticket.
Yep. Hey, no.
I've been told so many times not to do that.
Am I not allowed to do that?
No, you've told us not to do that.
Grocery buyers.
I never know whether I can do that stuff or not.
No points on the board.
No points on the board. Aaron versus Andy. Name is your buzzer. Verstappen, Leclerc, Bottas.
Andy.
Andy.
French drivers.
No.
We're in trouble here. Aaron.
Oh, dear.
I'll have to pass.
They were the last three Australian GP winners. This is the hardest three-way we've ever done.
It really is. It's a very big prize.
I know.
$700.
I know.
There's going to be people that are upset with Aaron and Andy, but that's okay.
Does that mean that whoever gets this one wins?
Correct.
That's best of three, Marty.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it means. Aaron versus Andy. Here we go.
Good thing it's in prime time.
What'd you say?
Good thing it's in prime time.
Glad we moved it. George is an idiot. George is an idiot.
Thank you, George.
George,
good suggestion. I like it.
Question three. Phillip Island, Adelaide, Albert Park.
Andy.
Who was that? I think it was Aaron. My gut heard Aaron.
Are we saying it was Aaron? All right, we've got Aaron.
Aaron.
All Melbourne Grand Prix tracks.
Andy.
All Australian Grand Prix tracks.
Andy, your brother-in-law's going.
Andy, well done. Aaron, no.
Yeah.
What's on the back page? What is happening in the wide world of Will?
Thank you, Troy. Of course, we have Max Gorn joining us after 8 o'clock, so we'll save a lot of the footy chat for then.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The massive win for St Kilda and the disastrous loss for Collingwood last night. In football news, soccer. A sloppy win for the Socceroos, men's Matildas, as the probably.
Let's not do that.
Against Lebanon in Sydney last night, 2-0. They got up on the road to the 2026 World Cup.
But surely that's just an understrength squad. Yeah, you know, because Lebanon, they should really be thumping those blokes, shouldn't they?
And then we'll play them again later next week.
It's a big trip out here for Lebanon.
Yeah.
It's a long way away.
Sure is. Yeah. 24 hours.
Yeah. NBL game two tonight of the championship series of the NBL.
I'm
going to
watch it.
Our boys hoping to go 2-0 up in that best of five series against the Jack Jumpers.
I was a bit, you know, I was a bit down on the NBL a couple of months ago.
It's a great standard
of
basketball.
But now I'm back.
It's good.
Among the best behind the NBA. So
the first final was great.
Yeah, well done to Melbourne United. Fingers crossed we can get that second win, 7:30 p.m. tonight in Tassie. Supercars yesterday, we had the first action at the Grand Prix. So we haven't seen the F1s yet. They're going to have a practice today. But well done to Brock Feeney, reclaiming the Supercars Championship lead, holding off his teammate Will Brown.
Because they used to do that
sprint
with no points.
Yeah, four races for the V8s. They got their second one over 105Ks today, and then two more 80km sprints.
In the old days, it was like just an exhibition run for them.
Yeah.
They didn't get points if they won.
So if you're hearing cars yesterday, that was the V8s going around.
Yeah, I did hear them.
Yeah. Can't miss them. They're beautiful, beautiful things.
Yeah.
And NRL news, hot mic news.
What's happened?
This is bad.
Hot mics will get you every time, mate.
So Cameron Smith, Melbourne Storm, Queensland icon.
Yes.
He was on SEN on his show Captain's Run with Dean and Kemp. And
what's SEN?
This is a sports entertainment network.
Oh.
Is that what it is? I think so. Anyway,
is that
he was
the one that Chris Hutchison owns?
Craig.
Craig, is it?
Cameron was having an off-air conversation.
Oh, no.
And then this chat about Cameron Munster, who is currently out after he slipped in a Fijian shower and tore his groin.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I forgot about the Fijian shower.
We all thought it was a bit of fun, but now it's much worse than first thought. And this conversation gives you a bit of detail. So he didn't realise this was inadvertently uploaded as a podcast.
Oh, here it is.
It's a bit concerning about the Munster thing, eh? Like, it just
keeps dragging on.
Mate, they have no idea. They actually have no idea when he's going to be okay.
Right.
Like, he can hardly run.
So the Storm are 2-0 so far.
So some blokes thought that was part of the podcast and just uploaded it with the whole thing.
It's gone up. It's done circles around social media. So the Storm play the Knights in Newcastle on Sunday night, hoping to go 3-0 up, but they may not have Munster for, I don't know, more than a
Didn't
month.
Didn't the Storm come out and address it and say, we're hoping to have him back by round five?
Round five, yeah.
Well, but how could you know, though?
How could you know?
Cam Smith would know, that's the thing.
Oh, dear.
Fijian showers.
Oh, no.
Fijian showers. That's why I'll never go to Fiji. Bulla Vinaka. Bulla get.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show.
Thank you, Mr. DJ.
10K.
Spin it.
DJ.
Marty, Max Gorn has arrived.
Yes, Max is here. I'm going to punch through this spin it DJ so we can spend some time with Max talking about the footy. Yeah.
For sure.
But we hope Mick wins.
Oh, I want Mick to win.
Mick and Rosebud, morning.
Good morning, Mick.
Welcome.
Yeah, morning, guys. How you going?
How you going, mate?
Yeah, great.
How's your weekend looking, Mick?
Oh, pretty good.
Anything exciting?
I was trying to get on to get some tickets for the F1, but
that was tough.
Somebody ran it late.
We ran it late. We moved it, Mick. Sorry, mate. We moved it so we could highlight the great prize.
Yeah. $700 prize, mate.
It was an idea from one of our blokes in promotions, George, Mick. If I had my time over, I probably would have done what I wanted to do. But Jesus Christ, Mick, me getting any say in this joint is impossible.
would you have got the questions right, Mick? Did you hear them?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, they were tough.
They were pretty hard.
We're not playing that, though. We're playing this. Who's your favourite band, Mick?
Oh, look, I'd like to say Thirsty Merc, but...
But you're not going
anything
to, surely.
Thirsty Merc. From Chris Cornell.
Yeah. Oh, someone said that yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
Chris Cornell, God, what a voice. Mm. Jesus.
Valet.
Gone way too early.
All right, mate, I'm handing you over to the king of steamed greens, the peninsula's favourite son, 2017 Hall of Famer, the fabulous Dryas!
Thank you, Marty! Are we ready for song number one, Mick?
Yep.
Here it is. Good luck.
I'm just a girl, no doubt.
You want to have a think about that?
Just a girl, no doubt.
Yeah!
Oh, generous, Troy, generous.
Beautifully prodded there, Troy.
There you go. Song number one.
Needed some prodding.
Song number two, Mick, you ready?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
oh no.
Nothing.
Oh, really? Come on, Mick.
Mick.
I know what it is. I just can't see.
Oh, it was Mondo. Mondo Rock. Come said the boy.
Come said the boy.
Come.
Come.
Ross Mills back out on the road too, I believe.
Is he? Mick, sorry about that, mate.
Enjoy your weekend, guys.
Well done, Mick.
You too.
Max on motion. No!
What about that from Max?
Big performance from Max. He's gone. And the duplex.
Oh, Max.
Max Gordon gets him nowhere.
Marty, Max
Gordon.
Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
Max. We're a man down.
We are.
Our favourite son, Will Ralston, is about to do a cross on the Today Show. It's very exciting.
So exciting.
Big lights out there.
I'm proud. I feel like a mama.
This will be his first big cross for the Today Show.
We can say whatever we want on this. No, no one's listening to us.
No one out there is listening to us.
Now we can drop an F-bomb.
I was hoping William would get changed, but he's going to push on with the outfit he's wearing.
He looks great.
I don't reckon he does.
Have we got enough branding behind Will? What's happening out
there? Yeah, we got enough branding.
All right.
Max.
Yes.
What's happening with Collingwood is where we'll start. Become the fifth reigning premiers in history to start the season, none and three.
Yeah, I'm correct me if I'm wrong. Did Geelong do that? I think Geelong did it last. There's my fact checker, Will's outside.
Will, I know. Hang on, so, I'll find out.
All right, you find out.
I'm pretty sure Geelong last year was 0-3.
But
I mean, we went 12-0 after ours and went out straight set. So I don't think the start really matters, but you do want to be playing some form at some point.
What do you reckon's going on for them?
No, I actually thought last night's game was a belter.
So did I. I watched up till half time. I thought the pace of it was insane.
Yeah, I thought the intensity, the tackling, I thought it was really good. And
St Kilda look good, don't they?
Yeah, Saints just looked really good. I'm sure Collingwood will hit their strap soon. Hopefully, Queen's birthday, they're still down in the dumps, and then straight after that, they.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that's a long way away.
A big one for you, isn't it? Generally.
I mean, Queen's birthday always is with Freeze M&D.
Massive.
But there's a little rivalry between the two teams now. I'm talking about a game 10 weeks away. So
doesn't matter. Jack Higgins kicked one of the great goals. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Microchip, right? If we have the microchip, Sharon, we don't have to have a conversation about whether that ball was out of bounds.
I thought surely that can be included in the score review.
Yeah.
Because it's technically a score. So surely, like, if that was... If someone was trying to smother that off the boot, they would have gone back and looked at it off
of
the
course.
Boot and then realised it was out of bounds. I just find it weird that you can't score review a ball that's out of bounds.
Yeah.
Because it's clearly out of bounds, wasn't it?
I don't know anymore because I don't know. You know how sometimes the camera angles of things change the reality of it?
It's not a straight line as well.
And it's not a straight line. And...
You have to back in the umpire that's there staring at it that he's made because he's got the best read of it all.
Know,
and we're just watching a still photo.
Sometimes I look at those umpires and think, I mean, I don't want to be that guy. You know, I love the umpires.
I don't have that same thought.
Sometimes I look at them and think, I don't know if this is the best job for you.
Okay.
That's
you
all
keep
I'll
yourself
say.
Tight.
That's all I'll say about that.
No,
Max has stayed out of it beautifully.
Well,
Max King, 3 goals. Jack Higgins, 4 goals. A lot of mistakes were made. People are suggesting Scott Penderbury still side bottom looked a little slow. I know that some of the Collingwood fans really turned on side bottom.
I actually thought Billy Frampton played a good game on Max King. And Max King still kicks 3, so a bad game for Max King, still 3 goals. I can see him really tearing the comp apart this year. Steele and Pendles, I've got no issue. They greats of the game. I'm sure they've just had a slow start. I haven't been finally watching them, so I wouldn't know if they've had a slow start. But if they had, I'm backing those two in who have played over 300 games to be able to find their feet at some
still
point.
Still side bottoms, one of the biggest engines of all time.
I think Penderbury and side bottom will be all right. I don't think that's the end of their careers. No.
Still side bottom never stops moving.
He just runs.
If you watch that bloke, he never stops.
Yeah.
He's like a shark. He's just cruising, working angles.
It's the best asset of a wingman to be able to just run and run and run. And we've got one in Ed Langdon, and I mean he's not the quality of side bottom, but to be able to have someone who can run all day. Isaac Smith made a career out of it.
We've got him at the M's now. Have you heard him yet?
Yeah, on Thursday or Friday nights.
Oh, you'd have to ask William.
He's busy. Very poorly.
I think he does Friday nights, doesn't he, Isaac
I'm
Smith?
Not sure.
Or does he do Thursdays?
We've got a lot of questions for William.
Yeah, well, Will finally gets back in if the Today Show stopped talking to Big Dick Wilkins and get him
I know.
On. What could you possibly be talking about?
They're talking about Michael
Bublé. Oh, the boob can stick.
Don't they know that Will Ralston's coming up?
The boob's been out here 400 times. Will's on his first time.
He's still not. They're going to an ad break as well.
Of course they are. Max, just before we go to our ad break, Cameron Johnson, who's a 2011 teammate of yours, has signed a 3-year, $13 million contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
$13 million a year or altogether?
$13 million across the three, becoming one of the highest paid punters in the NFL.
Yeah, he's good.
What was he like?
He could, I mean, this is the biggest understatement ever, but he could kick.
Yeah. turns out he can.
He could seriously kick. He was only there for a year and didn't get a look into the seniors, but...
Nice guy?
Nice guy. Quiet guy.
Yeah.
From Geelong. We still talk every now and then. Yeah, mainly when I'm over in the States, I'm on a ticket.
Yeah.
not the same problem here. He can find a ticket to the Melbourne game pretty easily. But
Well, he could get in to see North Freo if he wants to tomorrow.
Yeah. Is there going to be
there'll be a couple of seats there.
Okay. It's a little bit too early, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, even if you're walking up, I reckon you're safe. Mate, let's have a look at the round.
Yeah, let's do it.
We did St Kilda Collingwood. We covered that off. St Kilda.
I'm tipping Saints.
You were tipping Saints? Yeah, good tipping man. Saints. You won up. Adelaide Geelong tonight.
I'm going to go Geelong in an upset.
Because it's in Adelaide, and they're talking about Tex playing his first game. They managed him in round one.
I mean, Adelaide are talked to make their way into the top four, top eight this year. I could just see Geelong doing an upset early. Not bad. That's not saying Adelaide won't do what they're going to do in this season, but...
Where do we reckon Geelong's at? I know it's early in the year.
Well, Geelong beat Saints, and Saints beat Collingwood.
Yeah, okay.
If you go by that.
Here's the big one. Tomorrow, 1:45, Marvel. If you can get a seat, good luck. North v Freo. I don't know. I would say there's probably no seats available now, as of now.
Really? Yep.
Maybe should ring your club. On. If you've got a friend who's a player, you might be able to jag one.
Yeah. Will you go down cheer squad again?
Can't, mate. Got to score the B-ball.
Double booked.
Double booked.
It's a tough time slot, 1:45.
For a family man.
Yeah.
And I've got to eat tacos later in the afternoon.
Most
and
important
I mean,
part.
By tacos, I mean Coronas. I'll watch, but I'm not going to watch North... Freo on a Saturday at 1:45 at Marvel.
I'm going to go North here.
Yeah, I'm going to go North too.
Their first game in Melbourne.
Oh, they'll come out of the blocks. Yeah. And they looked okay.
Yeah, they did.
GWS at home last week. And really, I think we got out of that well. Hawthorn versus your boys tomorrow, 4:35 at the MCG.
Yeah, looking forward to this game. Obviously, it'd be weird if I wasn't. Traditional MCG team, so hopefully there'll be a good 50, 60,000.
It'll be great. Beautiful day.
Twilight time slot. And Hawks are going well. They almost beat us last season. In fact, every time we've played them in the last sort of 3 or 4 years, it's been really, really close.
When it's coolish, do you put Denko rub on? Would you ever rub your legs with Tiger Balm?
I don't tend to.
No.
I can try it.
I love wearing shorts in cold weather, but when I was a young footballer, I liked to put Denko rub on and feel the burn.
More than happy to.
Woke me up.
Denko rub's another, it's deep heat. Is that what
deep
you
heat.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Denko
yeah.
rub.
Yeah. Mm. I'm happy to use. Yeah.
Try a bit of, don't put it on your bonce.
When you go into like at 10 a.m. on a local football ground and it's the clubbies playing, so the over 30s, over 40s, that just reeks
the
deep
smell of the change room.
It's beautiful.
I love that smell. Yeah. Here's William. He's back.
He's back.
How'd you go?
Yeah, it was good.
William just did his first cross with the Today Show after walking up and down pit lane yesterday doing interviews with F1 drivers. How was it?
It was good. Carl called you Max Porn.
Did he?
He misheard your name.
Oh, my God.
That's a bit nice. Carlos.
He's a rugby guy.
He's a Queenslander.
Come on.
So are you relieved?
I'm glad it's done.
Yeah, I know. Those things just hang over your head.
Are you sweaty? How are you feeling? Late to be car.
I've taken my
Is that your Lululemon shirt?
No.
You look great. Well done.
You went with the jacket. Your choice.
I know, my jacket.
You got Lake Titty... Titty
no,
Kaka.
No titty
kaka. You got
no
titty
kaka? Let us see.
No,
that's
titty
good.
Kaka.
That's good. Well,
we're just going through the round with Max. We've got to get him out by 8:30.
Were Geelong 0-3
as
well?
Oh, I had that answer.
Last year, yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we got Will, so. Oh.
We got the human. We got the human
footy. And also,
footy.
Isaac is on Thursdays.
Isaac does Thursdays for us, does he?
Thursday footy primetime, yeah, last night. Yep.
Thursday footy primetime. Yep. He's going really well. Hawthorn Melbourne, we yeah, just touched Melbourne. On. You're tipping Melbs.
Yep.
Clayton Oliver, I mean, so many guys. Fritch.
Yep.
Like to see him kick a goal, Max.
I mean, Clayton just texted me just then asking for a lift, so I might need to go home and go get him.
What? Oh my God.
Tell him to get an Uber.
Yeah, no, he's got one of the bigger Uber bills going around.
So. Add to it.
Yeah.
You book him one.
Sydney yes. Bombers.
Sydney,
absolutely. At home. Bulldogs Gold Coast. This will be interesting. The Bulldogs need to win this game.
In Ballarat, is that the fun fact here? Yeah. I think it is.
It is. Yeah.
Let's go Gold Coast to start the year 3-0.
Wow. What's it like playing down there against the Bulldogs?
I've only played North Ballarat.
Rezzies down there.
Yeah, the VFL. I'm trying to think what their nickname is. North Ballarat Rebels? Or is that
Rebels rings a bell.
That could be the under-18.
It's chilly up there.
Yeah, I've had snow in the, I call it snow, but it's
sleety,
rain.
Sleety
yeah.
snow.
In the quarter-time huddle before. So
oh, wow.
It is. But this is a good time. This is March.
So you've never played them there?
No, Ballarat, I would never really go to Ballarat voluntarily.
How many games a year would they do in Ballarat, Will? Three?
Two?
Two or three? Yeah. And it would always be an interstate club, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the Lions have been up there a lot.
It's a long way from Brisbane.
My wife's from Ballarat, and I managed to get, so at Christmas Day, I get in at 10 a.m. and get out by midday. So I sort of just, the 2 hours a year is enough.
Is enough for you? Yeah. You're in and out.
In and out of Ballarat.
Quickly, eat your pork, we're leaving. Richmond Port, Richmond at the G, Sunday, 4 o'clock.
Sunday, twice. Twilight, at the G.
They seem to. You did that last week, didn't
you? Yeah, we did. No.
Or was it?
No.
No, I thought you had a 4 o'clocker.
No, we had a one.
You had a 1 o'clocker. Yeah. Richmond Port. That'll be a good game.
Yeah, I mean, it will be. If Port are the real deal, this is the game they get. So I'll go Port are the real deal.
You want to tip your hat to Travis Boak?
Yeah, 350.
Great competitor.
Yeah, I reckon he's probably a 400 man.
Mm.
He's certainly one of the veterans that's looking like he's still going really well.
Mm. Just back to Collingwood, because I was just thinking about that. They go to Brisbane, then they play Port.
Oh, wow, so it could be, you're talking 0-5.
Well, it could easily be 0-4, and then Port the real deal.
Brisbane haven't won yet. Oh, yeah.
They've got Hawthorn before Port.
Oh, sorry, they do too, William.
Who beat them last year.
Exactly right.
Jeez, 0-6, is that what we're saying? And Pendles dropped?
Never.
Is that what I just heard?
You take that back.
Is Pendles, that what Max said?
Pendles dropped to the VFL.
Sure when I walked in, Troy said something along those lines.
I did hear Troy say that, actually.
In private to you.
And
Max.
He's an old Collingwood man.
He gets it.
West Coast GWS to finish the round in the wonderful time of 6:50 p.m. on a Sunday.
Yeah, fun fact, Giants lost this game last season to West Coast.
That's right. Yeah.
No, we'll go Giants.
Giants. It's 8:31, Max. We'd get you out of here by 8:30. We're only a minute late.
We had to ask Will a minute's worth of questions.
Have a great weekend. Go well, Max. Smash it out of the park against those dirty, dirty Hawks.
Max gone. We'll chat to you next week.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Gee, a really busy morning for Will.
I've hardly sat down.
I know. He's had his Today Show debut as
so
well.
Proud
just a couple
of
minutes
How was
ago.
It, Will?
I think it went okay.
I'm sure it did.
Kim sent you a message? Sorry, Marty, has Kim messaged you?
I don't think I told Kim what's happening.
Oh, you've got to tell your mum when you're on the Today Show, mate.
I was going to message her before to say, make sure you're watching.
She'll be right. What are you doing?
You were there at the track yesterday. We're going to hear some of your fine work before 9 o'clock this morning.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we've got that still to come. But next, it's the socials.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words saying.
And it is time for the socials. Your messages to us this week through Insta. And Marty, William is in charge of
those. William's in charge. He scours the social sites, mainly the Instagram, it has to be said.
I've been sloppy this week, though. I apologise to the Instagram
audience.
You've
got a lot on. Don't worry.
I didn't read a lot of messages yesterday.
What are you doing?
Well, I had to get down to the Albert Park.
What's your actual job?
I know.
I read one yesterday, William, and I saw for a split second what you have to go through sorting through all of them.
Yeah.
It was hard.
Yeah.
I picked one and it was just...
Please. Hard? There's blokes out there with a shovel in their hand this morning.
I understand.
Don't dare say that what William does is hard.
Well,
please.
Next time you need your KO set up, call someone else.
we want to talk about art.
I mean, in terms of hard jobs, this wouldn't be in the top 49,000.
I don't mean that he's not a brain surgeon, but I mean, you know, in when he's
there's
sitting
a bit
there,
to organise.
That's a tricky thing to do.
Oh, so let's God, go you some. Guys, honestly. You wouldn't know a hard day's work if it bit you on the arse.
You know what's a hard day's work? Being a garbo.
Yeah.
Yes. Ryan got in touch because we had a garbo on the show earlier.
Yeah, we
to
did.
Play Spinner DJ. I forgot his name.
Mick? No.
Mick. Yeah, Mick.
Was it Mick?
Yeah. It was Mick.
Ryan says, I'm a garbo as well. The truck's arm can only lift about 70 to 80 kilos.
Are you serious?
Is that right?
Set by hydraulics, so they physically cannot lift any heavier. There's
wow.
no scales.
Well, they're not going to get me in the back.
I was going to say... How much dirt did you put in yours?
A lot.
But that doesn't seem, that seems too light.
Yeah, but he says there's no scales or anything. There's no secrets.
It just, right, okay. can't lift it.
Yeah.
So they put it around your bin, it goes.
Yeah. Oh, you filled that with dirt,
he's put
you?
Dirt and gravel in there from where his driveway washed down into his garage again.
Okay, get that sorted. Oh, you did?
I got that sorted. Yeah.
Scottish Graham.
Scottish Graham.
He's our background.
We sent Scottish Graham, who's a beautiful man, 37 years working for the post office. He lives in
Aberdeen.
In the council flats. Mm. We sent him a Marty Shear Gold Show tracksuit. And I'm just painting a picture, mate.
Yeah. We only know that because he gave us his address.
Theatre of the mind.
But his first ever message to us was a photo of him in the bath, and it was just his face. Like, it was the best photo I think I've ever seen in my life.
Well, this one's better of him in the Marty Shear Gold Show tracksuit that we sent him.
Yeah. But anyway, he's gotten in touch to just say, Will, tell Marty I finally managed to watch Fisk on ITVX.
Did he?
I loved it. Oh, binge watched the second series this afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well done, Graham. Yeah.
Fisk has made it to Aberdeen.
Yeah. Fisk has made it to, Jesus, you wouldn't have, oh, God, my God, that show's gone everywhere.
Yeah,
really.
It has. Honestly, it really has.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe it.
Mm-mm.
It's a great show.
It's a great show, but we film it on Errol Street in North Melbourne.
Now it's world famous.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Good on Kitty Flanagan and her sister Penny.
Great show.
It's a win for them.
Absolutely. Serious one from Michelle. With all this talk of slip, slop, slap that we've done on the show recently. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
She wanted to point out that the Melanoma March is tomorrow, 8 a.m. around the tan. So
oh, that's
a good
nice.
Opportunity to shout out in the hopes that people donate or come and do the march themselves.
I had a dear old friend die from melanoma.
Yeah, me too.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah,
one so if you've got Aussies. Nothing on, 8 a.m. is it?
8 a.m. Around the chance.
Look, I'm not going to make it.
I won't make it, but you can donate.
I've done that before. That's the one thing I've done, charity walks.
How do we donate? How do we donate, William?
Let's look up Melanoma March.
I'm sure you just
Google
it.
You can just Google it. Yeah.
There'd be a little donation thing you can tick. I'm a bit hard up at the moment, so I won't be donating either. I can't help
I'm going to donate right now.
They've made $670,000 with a target of $1 million. So let's
they don't need me involved.
Yeah, that's great.
They're almost there. Good luck to them.
This is from Grant. He says, hey, we'll just listen to yesterday's podcast. And Marty mentioned how he got hit by a piece of poo when the plumber came.
Yes.
I remember him telling that story at the old mob.
Yep. Yeah.
And he said he got hit with the poo. He knew straight away it was one of Ange's.
Yeah. He just left that bit out under advice from management.
Right. I apologise for bringing it up. Grant also wanted to say, also, I live in Brisbane and I was watching you guys on the YouTube, which you can watch now. And when my wife walked in, she saw Marty and said, oh, my God, how long has Jamie Dunn been back on Triple M?
No, she didn't.
Word for word. That's all Grant sent
through. Really?
People reckon I look like Jamie Dunn, who, of course, has had his hand up Agro's ass for about 30 years.
Yeah.
And I believe still works up there on radio. I think he's working for
Sunshine Coast,
an Indigenous radio station up in Queensland.
Yeah, possibly. I think he is. The National Indigenous Radio Station.
He was huge on Brisbane Radio.
He had very good jobs for a long time.
B105.
Him and old mate that used to be up there, Ian Skippen.
Oh, yes. Oh, they worked together for many years.
For many, many years. Ian Skippen was an absolute campaigner. Mm.
And finally from Harrison, hey, legend and team, you were on the Full Show Dump yesterday talking about how WA will miss Bancroft. Of course, they are day two today of the Sheffield Shield final.
Mm.
And Harrison says, Troy makes a noise that implies he knows how much they will miss him. And God, it made me laugh.
Have we got that here? Is that what this is?
Yeah. Bancroft, second highest leading run scorer in the Sheffield Shield this season with 778 at 48, including 300s and 450s.
They'll miss him.
They'll miss him.
let's listen to Troy isolated.
Troy just talking cricket with the boys.
I've been watching the European cricket when
I've
had time to watch.
You're busier than us.
That is great. Oh, do you think? Get in touch through Insta at Marty Shear Gold Show. They're the Sochwills.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Dangerous Dave is there at Albert Park, Marty.
Good morning, Dave.
G'day, Marty. G'day, team. How are you all?
Wonderful.
How was yesterday, mate?
Yesterday was sensational. Yeah, 65,000 people went through the gates yesterday.
Really?
Day one, when there were no F1s out yesterday.
That's phenomenal.
Wow. V8s.
And did you get a chance to have a walk around, Dave, or were you flat stick?
No, I had to walk around. Oh, yeah, there's lots to see. Lots to see, like the fan zones. There's carnivals for the kids. Like, it's not just the race. It's, it's a day out for everyone.
Yeah,
if you're not into the cars, there's plenty to do, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, our very own William was down there yesterday, Dave.
I saw the video. Sensational, Will. Well done.
He was working so pit good. Line, doing sort of, how would you describe what you were doing, William?
Very ordinary interviews.
Very ordinary interviews with F1 drivers. But guess what, Dave? He made his debut on the Today Show this morning.
I just heard that from George as I walked in. He said, guess who was on the TV?
Yeah. It was pretty exciting.
So good. Well done. Well, is that your first national TV appearance?
My first ever TV appearance,
William.
I believe.
Yeah.
How wonderful. I remember those days.
Oh, yeah. Of course you would.
Yeah. I mean, it's so long ago.
But Will, you worked on the Today Show, like in promotions, didn't you?
Yes, I used to drive the Today Show.
I would hardly call it promotions.
No, boy,
Dave, he was giving out cans of coke.
Yeah, right, you're a street teamer.
He was a street teamer, the lowest form of all humans.
Hey, we all started except for. No, Dane spoke as I spoke, so I stopped.
Yeah, and then everyone stopped. Dave, listen, we've got to grab of William from yesterday working pit lane. Let's enjoy it together.
Okay,
what's your favourite postcode?
Favourite postcode? 3187.
Hey, Gunter, do you have a favourite ocean?
A favourite ocean? Lewis, what's your Uber rating?
Pacific?
I would say Atlantic. I like that one better.
Daniel, welcome home, mate. Do you have a favourite font?
Favourite font?
Do you have a method of combating helmet hair?
No, I don't, to be honest. Just bring a comb.
The only font I know is Times New Roman.
Carlos, what Mario Kart weapon do you wish you could use?
A star.
Excuse me, Liam. Do you think it's a little bit unfair that Red Bull gives you wings?
A little bit unfair?
Yeah.
I think it's a great thing, isn't it? Hey, how's it going?
Oh.
That was great.
That's
like
great.
Half of it, yeah.
Yeah, of course, that's not the whole thing. We've edited it down. Dave, how good is he?
Will, that is your strength. I mean, honestly, you do the shit Brownlow questions. That one there is a step above, mate. Well,
thank you.
It's a hard thing to do to wander up to strangers and ask them questions like that. Because
really
they'd be like, oh, God, who's this guy?
You've got to see the Fernando Alonso one. He just rushes me from you to me away.
But that's Fernando Alonso, mate. He's driven for 48 different cars. He's an absolute turd of a bloke. He's lucky to be in a car. He's only in a car because he's got the money to buy a drive. He's a full dead shit.
He could be listening.
If he is, I apologise. And none of that was true. It was for the purposes of comedy. That is not a story.
Dave, you got the 50K no repeat workday kicking in minutes.
Troy, yesterday we had a repeat song. Now, Leroy is pushing the buttons here. Stuffed it up yesterday.
Leroy.
Did he?
Who did? Leroy.
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 Oh, God, I gave him a bake yesterday too, Dave.
That was probably,
And so what, he's fired off what twice?
Fast Car Tracy Chapman. So I played it in the theme train. I wasn't paying attention, watching something on the telly. And then he plays it again.
See, that's fitting, though.
That's what happens when you go out, Dave. That's what happens when you're not in the studio.
Exactly right. So yesterday it happened.
Is this theatre?
That seems manufactured.
Fast Car.
I can't.
No, Dave wouldn't do that.
Dave wouldn't.
All right, Dange, we'll let you get
Are you down there over the weekend, Dave?
Yeah, I'm going to come down. I'm coming down on Sunday. I've got a friend who's a Formula One nut, so he's invited me along as a plus one. So I'm really looking forward to it.
We're going
to
go via Ballarat
and a market.
That's right. I might swap by, swing by the South Melbourne market.
There must be a jumble sale you could squeeze in before the race.
Record store sale somewhere, I'm sure.
Good on you, Dange. Enjoy the Grand Prix.
We won't have a quiet weekend, Dave.
He's got so much on.
He can't stay at home.
No.
He's one of those blokes.
And that's why he's never seen Dirty Dancing till last weekend.
Mate, I can stay at home forever.
God, me too.
Yes.
I'm very happy to have no plans.
Oh, so am I.
Loza, what do you got from today's show?
During, on this day, we spoke about Walter Matthau.
Yes.
What's that Ben Stiller movie where he changes people all the time?
Night at the museum.
No, no, you know where he's like. That was Walter Matthau originally.
I recognise him.
Yeah.
What was that Ben Stiller movie?
I can't remember.
Oh, it's all imagination too. In his mind.
Walter Mitty.
Yeah, Walter Mitty.
Yeah.
That was originally Walter Matthau. That was a remake.
Huh.
Check that for me, because I may...
I made it up?
I may have imagined it much like Walter Mitty.
You absolutely did imagine
did
it.
Did I imagine it?
Yes, because Walter Mitty was played by Danny Kaye.
Danny Kaye was wonderful.
Yeah.
Played opposite Fred Astaire and...
is this true?
And Debbie Reynolds in one of the great musicals, which escapes me.
Did he?
Yeah. Remember the three of them pushing the couch over and dancing?
Oh, that one. You've showed us that. I know that one.
Danny Kaye could dance. Very underrated dancer. Wonderful talent.
Ah.
So he was Walter Mitty, was he?
Yep. How about that?
How about that?
Yeah.
1903, on this day, Niagara Falls runs out of water because of a drought.
Mm-hmm.
Marty, you asked me what Niagara Falls sounds like because I've been there and I've been inside it. And this is what I did. Well, I panicked.
Not your best.
No, because honestly, how can I make the sound of a roaring waterfall?
I hope you've got the sound.
I do.
Otherwise, why are we talking about it? Is that Niagara Falls?
Yes.
Rubbish. That's a generic waterfall off one of DC's generic waterfall
CDs.
That's Niagara Falls?
That is waterfall SFX.
Niagara Falls? Yeah. That is Niagara Falls, and that sounds like my white noise machine.
You better hurry up or this better get better.
We've got a week in review to get to
Excuse
in just a second.
Me, I apologise. I didn't mean any of
what
that.
What happened to you?
I want to go now.
A more heartfelt apology, please.
I apologise. I would like to leave the room now.
Heartfelt.
I'm sincerely sorry for what I just said to you.
Thank you.
Could you hurry up?
Matthew's laughing. Matthew's here.
Matthew! Marty, during social wheels, you said this.
There's blokes out there with a shovel in their hand this morning.
I understand.
Don't dare say that what William does is hard. Well, please.
Right, so our friend Brody, Chemist Warehouse Brody, who we see on the TVs.
Chemist Warehouse Brody.
No, yes, in the warehouse?
Yes. He says, I literally picked up my shovel. As you said, there are blokes out there with a shovel in hand, and there he is with his shovel.
There he is. Good on you, Brody. Well, lovely to hear from you, mate.
All right, have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday and leave you with this.
The Marty Shergold Show, week in review. This week started with Marty getting cramps.
See you
later. A cramp on Friday night that woke me up. And it gripped me.
Did you get out of bed?
My foot went into full spasm. My toes were locked up. You could have put toast between every toe. I was screaming. My internal narrative was, cut it off, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Burn it off, cauterize it.
And once you recovered, we played a little game.
Tell us your name, we'll tell you what you're named after.
Yeah. Now, some of them may have been a little hard.
It's my sister's nickname from me, and it's Donkey.
Joey, was she a stubborn ass?
She's stubborn, but not the name.
And she just got a massive ass, Joey.
She's got a nice peach.
Sarah, what's your name? We'll tell you why.
Skittles.
Is it to do with the confectionery?
No, it's to do with me personally.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, tell us, Sarah.
I'm a lesbian. Taste the rainbow.
I'm a lesbian. Taste the rainbow.
This one.
Plod.
Clog?
Clog.
We had no chance.
C or P?
P.
Oh,
plod.
Plod.
Yeah,
plod. Okay. Plod. Do you walk slowly?
It has something to do with pace, yes.
It's you're a bit slow. It, like you like me. Wow. Like me.
No,
like
well,
me.
Don't throw like you in and think that that's going to fix it up. You've just called him a simpleton and suggested that some
either.
People are slow.
Nothing like Lauren.
Nothing like Lauren.
Nothing like.
It is hard to be like Lauren, Matthew, in fairness.
Yeah, she's unique.
Why are they calling you plod?
Because when I used to work at sea, I was never in a rush.
And in the end...
You're a seaman?
Well, lessons were learned.
Oh. So I don't know if I would have put that one.
But thank you anyway.
Yeah, in terms of calls that have made it through to the studio,
I would say,
and look, this is direct feedback live on air, that's not in my top 1,000 calls that have come through here. But don't worry, guys. As always... I'll fix it.
Well, they thought his name was Club.
I know. So not only did you not know his name, you punched him through to me, and no wonder they call him Plod. I thought he died halfway through that call.
Now on the Marty Shigold Show, we have a club.
Because I can still listen to Triple M even if I can't see.
And it's easy to join.
Long time, first time.
Good on you, Lyndon.
Yes. Well, for some.
Hello, Jess.
Long time. Oh, what's that? I bloody forgot it.
Jess. It's long time, first time, Jess.
Long time, first time.
No, Jess.
Oh, no.
Jess had to see.
I missed it.
Yeah, she understands. We're a club, and if you don't understand the rules, you're not rewarded.
So true. I'm just going to give Jess a little clap just by myself.
Oh, thank you. Thanks,
Mom. Well, you're out of the club, too.
Wow.
Okay. No, don't be like that.
No, you stay out of it, Jess. You're not even in the club.
Yeah, you're right, true.
But in the end, our club is all about bringing people together.
Hello, Andy.
Hello, how are you?
Wonderful, mate. How are you?
Oh, living the dream.
Yeah, I'm hearing you, mate. It's a beautiful day and you're a long time dead, am I right?
Absolutely a long time dead.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, Andy, your soulmate.
Jesus, Andy, we should date.
Oh, mate, I'm buying a ring today. Martin, will you be my third wife?
Yes, I will, Andy. We adopt a kid, Andy. We can go all the way with this.
Well, I've already got two, Marty, and you've got two, haven't you?
So, yeah, I've got two. That's four. That's enough.
Yeah.
Like that's a Brady Bunch, yeah.
We really are.
Got a man in one, dog.
Who had two cool kids of his own. Story of a bloke from his Andy.
And that's it for another week on the Marty Shigold Show.
Andy, I haven't had that much fun in years.
Marty, that went a bit like my sex life.
What, really well then badly?
Yeah. Twice.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.